is Denise Stanislaw. How are you doing? How's your mind? How's your body? How's your soul? What's happening around you? Are you beginning to feel Christmas or it's not looking up? We're going to be talking Christmas bonuses, hampers, and giveaways. It's the season of celebrations and giving. And our own governor of River State is going to be giving 100,000 Naira Christmas bonus. I'll tell you more about that when we come back from the commercial break. Just stay tuned to us, we're Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side right here on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. So I am certain that civil servants here in River State are going to have a splendid Christmas. 100,000 Naira may not seem like a lot. 100,000 Naira, to be honest, is above minimum wage at the moment. 100,000 Naira at the moment is more than some people's monthly salary. So 100,000 Naira coming as a bonus on top of your salary for the December. He done shell it. Right now, I'm going to start looking for all my friends who are civil servants because I don't know where I'm going to spend Christmas Day. Do I have any friend who is in the civil service? Wait, let me think. Hi, I don't have who. How we make friends? Please, if you're in the civil service, I'm your friend. You know, I'm your friend. Just know that I'm your friend. So, River State Commissioner for Information and Communications, Joe Johnson, says Governor Fubara has approved the sum of 100,000 Naira as Christmas bonus for the state's civil servants. Mr. Johnson said in a statement that Governor Fubara gave his approval yesterday for immediate implementation. This one is not go come. Be doing it sharply. And guess what? This will be the first time in a long while that civil servants in the state will be receiving Christmas bonuses, let alone to the tune of 100,000 Naira, more than three times the value of the nation's minimum wage. And you know, some civil servants reacted. They have expressed joy at the approval of the Christmas bonuses by the state government. Time will not permit us to, you know, listen to what they have to say. They spoke to our correspondent, Oyekachi Wosu. Now, it's the season of giving, it's a season of celebration. Beyond the Christmas trees, the Christmas lights, the Christmas decors, the Christmas, there's a Christmas outfit. The Christmas outfits and the singing of Christmas song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas on the first day of Christmas. Beyond all of that is the fact that some people look forward to receiving something. You see, while we may have had a tough year overall, there is nothing like some free stuff or bonuses to put a smile on our faces. You see, every end of the year, it is expected that you get these. I'm talking bonuses, hampers, gifts, giveaways from your place of work. Like me now, I've received my own from my place of work. You know, here I'm working. You know, yesterday when I received it, I was so excited. I was so happy because I knew the worth and I knew how much, you know, the market value. So it just saved me the money I would have used to go to the market to purchase those purchasables. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, so you either get it from your place of work or from your clients. There are people that you do business with or have transacted business with you. You get from them. You know, sometimes there's a list. These are our loyal clients. For instance, Nigeria Info FM, we've had clients year in, year out who have constantly chosen us as their best option when it comes to advertisements. Okay, so we may say, okay, for all our clients who have placed adverts, be it jingles, live appearances, recorded programs, you name it, this is what we would give to them. What about partners? You have partners that you do business with. What about your customers? People that have bought things from you at some point in time during the year, from the beginning of the year, you've had returning customers. Your relatives. Oh, yes, your relatives. Mother, father, children, siblings. What about, you know, some random philanthropist who says, every year I want to be giving widows something. Or every year I want to be giving disabled people something. Or every year I want to be giving children something. And there are also companies. The banks these days have come up with one promo or the other. They call them Christmas promos, where they kind of reward their customers for having banking with them. To be honest, I have never really received any giveaway from any bank. And I've been banking for over how many decades now. I don't know what's the problem. Why they are not used to remember me, you know, to find me something. But I know there are some people that will get something from the companies that, you know, they are customers too. It could be banks. It could be insurance companies. It could be any company at all, even the people that do things that are not related to giveaway. Sometimes it is most likely that if you do a business that have to do with foodstuff, you'll most likely give your giveaways as foodstuff. But what if you don't do that? Some could come in form of t-shirts, face cups, recharge cards, some credit alerts, some blender, some electronics, and all of that. But this is the reality of things. With the current inflation rate and its impact on us, are you still looking forward to receiving a Christmas bonus, a Christmas hamper, or a Christmas gift? That's question number one. I will take it again. With the current inflation rate and its impact on us, are you still looking forward to receiving a Christmas bonus, a hamper, or a gift? Question number two, if you're looking forward to such, what kind of Christmas gift are you looking forward to receiving this year? Would you prefer cash? Would you prefer the items? I know of someone who for every single year, every December, they had taken it upon themselves to do something for some members of the church. Now, this is why I would like to share that story with you. Now, initially, I thought it was just for church members. But I came to discover this year that even those people that were no longer members of the church, they were still getting these gifts. And when I mentioned, oh, they no longer attend the church, they were like, no, they're not giving it to the person because the person attends the church. They are giving it to the person because they understand that this thing is important to them. They have identified some members of the church as those that will benefit from some of these things. You know, one of these days, I think it was 2 years ago, I asked. I said, me all these kinds is not they reach me. They say, you're a big girl. Now, you don't need all this. So I said, big girl? No. What do you mean by big girl? For a bag of rice and vegetable oil and condiments and tomatoes. It was just a funny, banter we were having. But the truth is, I noticed something this year. I didn't even expect it in the first place, but they did it. Now, let me assume that they had created a budget every December to reach out to these people. And let's say the budget is 500,000 naira. And this year, what 500,000 naira could purchase is not the same as what 500,000 could purchase last year. But they still did it. If the budget was everybody was going to get 20,000 naira worth of something, they still ensured that 20,000 naira will cover for rice, pasta, tomatoes, vegetable oil, seasoning cubes, and spices. So they did it. So they didn't get the bags of rice that they usually would get, but they got, even if it was a rubber of rice, and they just made up for it somehow. And like I said, it shows their level of consistency, irrespective of the current inflation rate and the economic impact. I don't know what next year is going to look like, but what about those people that, I don't know, maybe because of the situation of things, they're not even planning anything at all. They're not even looking forward to receiving anything. And for those who would usually give out, they're not looking forward to giving out anything. 0817 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. On X, we are at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Of course, screen now is in standby to take your calls first. If I'm passing you on to me in the studio, so when you do call, the first voice you would hear would not be my voice, but of course, that of the call screener. I love it when you listen, but I love it more when you call or send in your messages and we can engage. But I'm still serious about having a friend, you know, that works in the civil service. After Christmas and New Year, we can break up, but I need a friend in the civil service right now. Miriam from Okrika, welcome to the Sunny Side. Are you in the civil service, please?
Oh, Denise! Good afternoon. Hi, Denise.
Good afternoon.
I'm jealous of civil servants.
You're jealous in them. Me too. It's like I'm going to look for a civil servant to work.
Oh, my God. Denise, they never had it too good.
My dear, you know when they say, how they say it, when God wants to bless you, he just used to bless like that, yamfun.
This one, Jesus, this one is too much, my goodness. Well, big congratulations to all the civil servants in River State, Denise. And big congratulations to you too. At least, I thought I'm bad for us. I'm doing better than mine. You're better yours too.
Yes, sir. I've got my own, yo.
And Denise, you just gave me a very good opportunity to ask.
Okay.
You said, the people they ask, and it shall be good enough. You say, what do I need? And in what form? I need something, maybe you or maybe from Nigeria Info. Don't convert me. Just recharge card is fine.
Recharge card
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will look into it. At least those of you that have been using your credit to call us from January up until December.
I'm going to
use it every time for Mr. Zion. It's a recharge card for Mr. Zion. Mira, we can't buy a recharge card for Mr. Zion. No, his recharge card will be to the tune of hundreds of thousands. Please.
Oh, my God. It is that sweet, my goodness. I mean, I just fallen behind. Denise, honestly, I need it. Thank you.
You need a recharge card. Okay, so Miriam is looking at, you know, question number two, what kind of Christmas gifts are you looking forward to receiving this year? So for Miriam, it's recharge card. And management, I hope you're listening. Please, management, one of our callers needs recharge card. And let's see how we can, you know, do something about it. But it's possible. I mean, Friday is 22nd. Oh, yeah. It's very, very possible. It can be arranged. I have a plethora of messages on Facebook. Permit me to read them quickly. Where do I begin now? Oyekachi Wogu says, money. Everybody's responding to number two. What kind of Christmas gifts are you looking forward to receiving this year? Money. Wagu Doris Wagu says, oh, dear. All this unsolicited adverts. Asi Benedicta says money, oh. Yira says money. Nicholas Millicent Grace says money, oh. Udoka says, you know we are really poor in Africa. When people celebrate Christmas, bonus of 100K low, they should go to the Gulf countries and see what rulers are doing for their citizens. In fact, you are even paid for being a citizen. Beatrice Oluchi says, I'm looking for money and rice. Mazi Unwa Anaba says the only Christmas gift I'm looking for is money to complete my house rent. Lulu Faith says money. I have Satoya calling from Uniport. Hi Satoya, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was expecting to hear a female voice, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to react on the news we heard yesterday. I'm a civil servant to Denise.
Yeah, I see. Oh, so Tanya, my friend, how are you?
I'm fine. In fact, I have started a friendship because definitely something will come your way.
Aww, thank you for accepting my friendship that will end after January.
Yes. The thing is, in fact, when I heard news this morning, I called my wife. I told my wife, arrange your budget. Just arrange what you want to buy, and I will fund it.
I told her. That's good. You thought of your wife first. That's good.
I'm very happy. I want to thank our dear donor. I want to thank all those that are in support and the civil servants that we have stayed so long. I want to congratulate all of us and thank the governor more especially. God will give him all this wisdom and understanding.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Satoye. He called his wife first. Says, arrange budgets. Christmas don't shelly for us like this. Chinasa from Iwafe. Hi, Chinasa. Welcome to the Sunny Side. How are you?
Fine, Dennis. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I just made one civil servant friend. So it's what is sweeting my body.
Thank you very much. Now, first of all, I want to congratulate the state governor for such generosity. Mm. That shows the governor that has people that have, more especially the civil servants.
Mm.
I have my sister that is a civil servant and other friends that are civil servants. Of course, this Christmas is going to be a very different one for them. They are going to enjoy themselves, which is very, very good. As for me, concerning the question you just asked, what am I expecting as a Christmas gift this time around, you know? Like, just a hamper full of many good things, and then I appreciate it, much especially for the organization.
Okay, a hamper. You will like a hamper. You know, I'm very skeptical about hampers these days, now that we have fake products that are infiltrating the market.
Of course, the one that will come from good shops.
We want good to shop, like, okay.
From the Emporium, or just name them. Good shops. And then make special selections.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Where was I? Okay, back to your messages. Okay, I read Beatrice and I think I read Lulu Faith. Dalentin Egeru says, money, rice, and oil. Okay. Kate Accra Jaja says, the only Christmas gifts I'm looking for is foodstuff. Oh, let God do it for me. Oh. Nicholas Millicent Gray says, to get some things. What is some things? Enei Agbazineke says, the only Christmas gift that I'm looking for now, money, I'm still exhausted. Adi Oji Okosisi says, this is a welcome development. He has shown political love. Caleb Abinoye says, what's going on here? Violet Spurgeon says, no other Christmas gift better than the one River State civil servants got from the River State government. Congratulations to them. Okay, so I think the comment session is filled with a lot of congratulatory messages to the civil servants. I don't know, Bionyekachi Casey says, good afternoon. I am not a civil servant, but I was elated on hearing this good news. The word of God is wiser, and another indicator of this is the evidence in Proverbs 29, verse 2. And I quote, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bereft rule, the people mourn. Unquote. Governor Sim is a righteous man, and that's why the wicked will never rest in battling him. But another word of God, oh my God, why are you doing this? Come to think of it, Nigeria Info has been very stingy this season in playing jingles this year. It wasn't like this in previous years. Anissa, I can't stop laughing when I remember one of the people your correspondent interviewed say his mother-in-law called him to inform him. What a good mother-in-law. I laugh in grace. Honorable Oyekachi. Honorable, what do you mean by very stingy with jingles this year? What does that mean? I need to understand. Are you talking about Christmas jingles? Well, what jingles? But we are not stingy people. You've been giving away, See, we started doing giveaway even before Christmas. People that be winning 5,000. You win on Juice Show. You win on Sunnyside. You win on... Come on. We have been trying now. What's that? Someone says, I wanted love for Christmas, but I don't run. I know they do again. They almost kill me with billing. I will go again after Valentine. Soki Fubara says, good move by Governor Fubara. It's timely because of the harsh economic reality in the country, plus the small money a lot of Nigerians earn. In all, it's fun we receive and give gifts. Some of our esteemed clients in my office have been getting gifts from us. However, there are some big companies that decline on receiving gifts. Maybe the company policies. We thank God for the ability to give and receive. Let's share and make merry. Good afternoon. The best Christmas gift I'm expecting is my wife getting pregnant this Christmas. Didi, the joy will be massive. Joshua from Trantamadi. Wow, you just got me emotional. So, the gift of pregnancy. And guess what? It can happen. It is very, very possible. Should I shock you? I was conceived in December. Around Christmas period. So yes, it's very possible. And I pray that God will grant you and your wife your heart desire. Joshua from Trantamadi. As a December conceived baby, I am transferring the blessing of conception in December to you. From my heart, as you've asked for it as your Christmas gift, you will surely receive it. I look forward to your testimony. This particular one, Joshua, I look forward to your testimony. Obonna from Rumodomaya. Hi, Obonna. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, Obonna.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your radio station is of a good importance to the society, and the information will get always has always helped us. I want to inquire something.
Okay.
The Rivers State government just did a 13th month. If you ask me, I'll say that. Because it has never been done in the history of Rivers State.
Okay.
I want to ask, are local government workers among these people? That is just the aspect I want to say.
If they are civil servants under the Rivers State payroll, as long as they are getting credited from the Rivers State government, you agree with me that they are federal civil servants in Rivers State too. They get their pay from the federal government. But if they are getting their pay from the River State government, then this bonus is for them.
Okay, that means the local government is not getting from River State. That means they are not among.
Who pays the local government? Please, somebody should help me with that answer. If it's the state government that pays the local government, then of course they are part of it.
It's not the local government. The local government, the revenue comes and the state distributes to the local government. But here we have the civil servant that are directly paid from the... I don't know if you're getting the extra aspect I'm going to. So we just need a little bit of clarification and let's know
okay.
So who to enjoy and who to laugh and who not to laugh. Not at the end of the local government.
Okay, I think I've explained it the way you should explain. If before now, whenever you are being paid, it is the River State government that pays you your salary, then rest assured that you will get your 100,000 naira. I think that's a simple way to explain it.
Okay, you're clear now. That means the local government should not expect anything because they are not part of it. Thank you very much. God bless.
I wouldn't know. Someone in the newsroom, please help me find out. I thought it was the state government that pays the local government civil servants. Anyway, so back to the conversation. We're still talking Christmas bonuses, hampers, giveaways, and gifts. And I started off by saying that is the season of celebration and giving yet again. And while we may have had a tough year overall, there's nothing like some free stuff or bonuses to put a smile on our face. And every end of the year, it is expected that you get these from your place of work, your clients, your partners, your customers, your relatives, or some random philanthropists or companies. These gifts range from rice to vegetable oil to beverages to condiments and even money. So, what do you think? With the current inflation rate and its impact on us, are you still looking forward to receiving a Christmas bonus, hampers, or gift? Those of you that would usually give, are you still going to give this year? Question number two, what kind of Christmas gifts are you looking forward to receiving this year? 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Second says, Denise, good gesture from the governor, but market people will inflate their prices. Trust me, Saken. Why did you go there? I don't want to go there. Good idea. I think Governor Simfura will positively well for Rivers people and also is the best season governor of the year. 100K, no be small money, oh. By Kata from Azuaha community. I think a lot of people are now going to react to this 100,000 naira thing. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Come to think of it. Tina from Port Harcourt, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, thank you, my sister. Did you?
Yes, sir.
Is it in respect of the local government? That is why we are fighting for our autonomy. That we are the issue of autonomy. If the state is supposed to pay local government.
So who pays you now?
That is why we want the NLC chairman to fix this matter. Are you hearing me?
Okay, Tina, do you work with the local government?
Yes.
So who pays you?
If they are paying, instead they're supposed to pay, but if they are, my money is part of this matter, it will not be, I will not take it. That is the state chairman.
Tina, before now, who credits your accounts?
It's Local government direct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Local government.
All right. No problem. I would find out. We'll get to the bottom of it. I think it's something that we need to follow up on. Olushola James Tyler says, congratulately compliments Enlightenable Denise. Of course, yes. I'm eagerly waiting and watching for Christmas gifts in their droves. I'm glaringly and gladly welcoming both cash and material gifts. Okay, well, maybe, just maybe, you should then go and be a friend to a civil servant that is being credited by the state government. Who knows? You may get both, or you may get one of them. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon. Yes, my name is Victor, calling from Port Harcourt.
Victor from Port Harcourt, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, like what you said, look, state government pay local government their salary.
Okay.
Because when state government call local government for jack meeting, then they will not pay to the local government will not pay to the workers.
Okay.
Yes, that is it. That is how it used to be.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Godwin Onyeche says, the only Christmas gift I need is let our leaders fix this country. People are suffering. So he needs something more lasting and sort of permanent. If you fix the country, I mean, everybody should be able to afford a decent Christmas and not look for someone benevolent enough to remember them. I think I quite agree with you. Nigerian, for good afternoon to you and welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Now it's just a simple question. I want to ask whether this person here are not part of the 100,000.
Civil servants is what the governor said. I mean, through the commissioner of information, civil servants, not pensioners. Okay, it was clearly stated. Okay, civil servants. Maybe I should go through the news story again. Where is it? So the River State Commissioner for Information and Communications, Joe Johnson, says Governor Fubara has approved the sum of 100,000 naira as Christmas bonus for the state's civil servants. Okay, so state civil servants, no pensioner, no federal. I think that's how best to put it. On Twitter, remember, we are at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Are you still looking forward to getting something this Christmas? Are you still looking forward to also giving something? There are those who have taken it upon themselves year in, year out, to always set aside something to give out during Christmas. This year, are you going to be doing that? And for those who looked forward to receiving, now, guess what? Both those that give, the people that give that still receive. Oh, you think Dangote will not get hampers because he is rich? Or Tedola will not get gifts because he is rich? Guess what? I believe those kind of people will give, and there are people that would also give to them. It's just that the gifts will come in grades. Some people may not necessarily give them bags of rice because, come on, they can afford bags of rice. But they will get gifts. So while they may give, they will also receive. So between the giver and the receiver, are you expecting or are you going to be giving?